This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel has formed a unity government despite political divisions, VOA correspondent Henry Ridgewell reports.
In the wake of the Hamas attack, Israeli politicians, riven by bitter internal divisions, have formed a unity government. That may give pause to the country's foes, says former U.S. Middle East envoy Dennis Ross.
I don't rule out the possibility there'll be an all-out war, although Hezbollah was counting on divisions in Israel, and I think they've seen what they were thinking about Israel in terms of divisions is no longer the case.
Israel could seek to expand its strikes against Iran's allies and proxies beyond Gaza.
There's always the potential for Israel to strike elsewhere, of course, not just Lebanon, which would invoke a third Lebanon war, but potentially the widening of what is already underway between Israel and Iran indirectly.
But Israel is unlikely to attack Iran directly, says analyst Lina Khatib.
Because this would already stretch resources that this war have shown to be stretched.
Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The chief of NATO says the alliance will hold a major nuclear exercise next week. The announcement by Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg came after Russia warned it would pull out of a global nuclear test ban agreement. NATO's, quote, steadfast noon exercise is held annually and involves fighter jets capable of carrying nuclear warheads, but no live bombs are used. Stoltenberg said Thursday, quote, this is a routine training event that happens every October. The exercise is scheduled to run from Monday until October 26th and will take place over Italy, Croatia, and the Mediterranean Sea. It will involve 13 NATO allies in a mix of aircraft types, including advanced fighter jets and U.S. B-52 bombers. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com,